Hallo, bonjour und guten Tag. This is Barbara Ulmer with Transitions with Barbara, and I'm super excited to continue our juicy conversation with Dr. Barnsley. Welcome back.
Thank you, Barbara. It was so juicy last week that we wanted to give even more juiciness to your followers and mine too.
Absolutely, and I can't wait. We are focusing now on the PS as we are continuing PS Three Secrets to Juicy Life and Passionate Business. Are
Absolutely.
you ready?
Oh, I am ready. The question is, is your audience ready?
Absolutely.
I love it. So you all, would you say, and would you say, Barbara, that right now there are a lot of people feeling a little lost? And
I would think so, yes.
yes, and with the great resignation, there are a lot of people who just decided, I cannot live in a cubicle. I cannot do the career I was doing before. It just is untenable for me now, emotionally, spiritually, physically even. I don't want to commute a long way. I don't want to have to dress up. I've gotten used to working from home and flex time. So there is a lot, I would say there are a lot of people who are disappointed in their previous careers and looking for juiciness. And so that's one of the gifts of the pandemic, however hard it's been. One of the gifts is that we truly can look within and ask ourselves the questions that will create our juicy life. And your juicy life is very different from my juicy life. So just for a second, I'm going to ask you, what's your juiciest life, Barbara? Give us a few parts of your juiciest life.
My juiciest life is on a beach by the ocean because, for whatever reason, just the sound of the ocean, the saltiness in the air just gives me a sense of freedom and it connects me to nature, which is very important to me. Coming from Germany, I just grew up in nature. I think we mentioned it before, but as we say in Germany, there's no bad weather, only bad clothing. So we are outside every day, all day. And
I love that. There's no bad weather, only bad clothing. I love that. Well, I think of the times I spent in Europe when, the Americans, we were always the ones who couldn't keep up with the Europeans who are out. I remember visiting a friend in the Netherlands, and he and his sister were on the bike for like miles a day, and they took me out, and I was in pain after about, a couple of hours. I said, "You all," and that's when I was really young. Well, I love that you're in touch with what makes a juicy life for you. And I would say to everybody listening, I want you to get a pen and I want you to write down just a couple of things. Last week, we talked about following the breadcrumbs of joy. That was one of the things we talked about in your life. And right now, the world really needs joy. And the other thing is that in your joy, you will find, in your joy, you find the juiciness. Find the juiciness. So I know for myself, a lot of joy is improv comedy. I think I mentioned that last week. And a lot of joy for me is also making art and art, period. Like if you look around my office, you're going to see tons of art everywhere, every wall. There's not art on the ceiling, but there are beautiful, beautiful light fixtures that are artsy. And I just surround myself with art because it uplifts me and it's creative and the colors. I just love vibrant colors. So my house has so many colors in it and that creates a juicy life. And, people walk into my house. It's funny because I had at one point some students from Mexico and they came to my house for something and they were walking through and they're like, "This is like a Mexican house." And I said, "Well, what does that mean?" And they said, "Well, there are all these colors because I have like a cranberry color in my hallway. I have this peachy salmon color here. I have a royal blue room I call the Egyptian room where I have papyrus I brought from Egypt. I have a gray room because my daughter wanted a gray room. It looks good. It's like a light blue. and I have a black bathroom, and it's just the house is just interesting.
Yes.
But that for me is juicy. I want to be surrounded with a juicy environment. You know, I have a bunch of drums up here from different travels, and they remind me of different trips I went on. I have tchotchkes around that remind me of people, and that creates juiciness. So a juicy environment is very important to me. And that's probably because I have, I'm an Aries with Taurus rising, and Taurians, we really like sensual pleasures. We like to touch things. We're very, you know, we like our senses to be alive.
Yes, I can totally relate to it, especially the bright colors just give so much joy. And on top of it, I love holidays. So you can see basically every part of the holidays throughout the year in corners of my house. My favorite holiday is Christmas. Mm. And since I'm from the Black Forest and I miss the snow-covered trees, they are always there, you know, all year long, which is a very unique thing too. It's always when you come to my house.
You keep the snow-covered trees in your house. I love that because they make you happy.
Yes, they make me happy because they are a piece of home. And then I also have the sprays that smell like the original pine trees, and it makes me totally happy. Yes.
I have an essential oil that is called Holiday Peace, and there's one called Holiday Joy. And guess what? I always buy extra, and I have them in the diffuser all year long. So the point, you all, for everyone listening, the point is, ask yourself, what is on my bliss list? Your bliss list, B-L-I-S-S. All right, not your wish list. Your wish list is what most people never get to in their lives, and that's really sad. And then they die with regret. But your bliss list are the things that you do that give you joy. Like, I love reading. I love art. I love hanging out with my pets. I love doing fun stuff with my daughter, playing Jenga and watching movies and traveling with her. And I love hanging out with my wild woman group. And I love working with my clients. I really enjoy that. So there's so much juiciness, but how much juiciness does your life have right now? And who's responsible for putting the juice in there? You know, this is something that so often we don't really get really clear about what we care about, what matters to us. And so I actually have three things I'd like to share with your audience, Barbara, if that's all right.
Yes.
So the first is, when we want to create juiciness, obviously we're going to make a bliss list. That's a specific coaching exploration mm-hmm. that you can do at home, everyone. You can just put stuff on your bliss list, and nothing is too small. All right. So you could put hot chocolate. I love hot chocolate with marshmallows. That is on my bliss list. Mm-hmm. Reading is on my bliss list. Listening to music is on my bliss list. Napping is on my bliss list. And the coolest thing about the bliss list is that most everything that's on there is either free or very low cost. I have never had anybody put on their bliss list a Tesla, right? Though they might write like a smooth riding car, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody ever puts stuff like that on their bliss list. It's usually very simple things, like you said, sitting out by the ocean or going outside in the sunshine. We have a beautiful day here in North Carolina right now. So your bliss is, you want to have that thing, and you want to spend at least 30 minutes a day on your bliss list. All right. So I want to say that to everybody. But my first point, and these rhyme today, we're going to do rhymes. Woohoo. The first step for you with the juicy life is paring it down, paring like P-A-R-I-N-G, paring it down. And what I mean by this is, you want to pare down your life to focus on the things you truly love, the people you truly love, the activities that give you joy, the work that juices you up. You want to pare down your life so that you can focus on those things. And usually what I find is the roots of someone's passion are already there, but they may have been covered over with what society says you should do, right? You should get a 9-to-5. You should get a job with benefits. you should stay in one place. You know, you shouldn't travel the world and work from wherever you go. So there's a lot of societal scripts that get layered on us. And to pull those off, like we're taking off pieces of turf, you know, like we're pulling back the turf, and underneath that is another layer of turf, and underneath that is a layer of mushrooms. We take that off. And then finally, to get down to the roots of what makes you happy.
Yes.
What makes you happy? What makes you bound out of bed in the morning? Yes. And that's what I mean by paring it down.
So what is the one big thing for you?
Oh, I love that. Well, I think the one big thing for me is just giving. I would say giving my gifts and being, well, actually it's two things. It's funny. I pulled this down, so I must have known you were going to ask me. Okay. I'm going to show you. Ooh, look at that.
Oh, it says connect. And the colors are vibrant.
Yes, I made it.
I love it. Yes,
I made it.
I can totally see you vibe in it. This is
isn't that cool? I made it in an art class, and this is my word for 2022, connect. Yes. And I love these colors, and I did it with, they're called alcohol inks. It was so fun and interesting to do. Yes. This. I loved it. And I ended up buying myself a whole bunch of alcohol inks after that. But connecting for me, and the word connection means so much, because not only is it connecting to my soul, my spirit within, mm-hmm. but connecting to source, what people have different names for it, God, Allah, whatever your name is, that's fine. Connecting to source and also connecting to others. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Barbara, with every bit of my soul, that the reason we come here is to be connected. And in fact, if we were connected, if everyone felt connected, we wouldn't have these things happening, like what we talked about last week, like shootings and wars. We just wouldn't, because people would feel connected. And when we feel connected, we're not going to hurt that other person, because that would be dumb, because we're hurting ourselves.
Yes.
You know, yeah, and I don't think anybody's that stupid.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Absolutely. Yeah. And then today, I'm in an especially celebrating mood, because mm-hmm. it's solstice.
Yes.
One day a year.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot that.
And so every word you're saying today has a multiplied outcome and emphasis. We put it out into the
yes.
world. That's why I also felt like, since we went through the rough patches last time in our PS, and I love PSs. I drive people crazy with multiple PSs. PS, PPS,
PPS.
Exactly. And so I'm excited to now turn around as we keep going. And on this special day, like I said, and send out all the wishes, the good wishes, not only for ourselves, but for everybody. Send it out to the world. And
yes.
So the way you say connecting, I think, yeah, connecting is the way to really have an impact, not
yes.
only on others, but on yourself again, because you grow yes. from what the people give as well. You know, they make you reflect.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A connected life is a life worth living.
Absolutely.
You know, it really is. And I believe that, you know, I had a moment in my life where I almost died, actually, Barbara, right before I was 40. I had an anaphylactic reaction to something, and we didn't know what it was. And I ended up going to the hospital two different times, one into the emergency room. They sent me home, and then my throat was swelling up and I was about to die. Thankfully,
my God, what was it?
Yeah, I still don't know. We think it was seafood. But the point of this is, when I was there laying in that hospital bed for a week, mm-hmm. hardly able to eat, I could only eat like the organic hamburger and apples. I was afraid to eat anything, because my whole body had swollen up and I had welts all over me. I laid there all week. And truthfully, I want to share with everyone, I was not thinking about my to-do list. the only thing I was thinking about is the people I wanted to have one more conversation with.
Yes.
And I really want everyone to get that. The people I wanted to have one more conversation with, like the friend from second grade, like the friend I used to ride the bus with and cut up with in high school, like old boyfriends that I wanted to know how they're doing and how their life turned out, like other people, you know, my mom, my brother, my, you know, at that time I wasn't married, but my friends, you know, and I actually picked up the phone and was talking on the phone as much as I could that week with old friends from graduate school, because that was all that mattered. Yes. Was the connection.
That makes so much sense. Yes.
Right. Wow. And so I want to say to everybody, you know, I don't know what you're hearing here in our conversation, but I know you're hearing just the right thing for you. And you're connecting with your spirit, with your soul within, with your higher self. And your higher self has probably been knocking on the door to your heart and tugging on your heart for a while with something that you felt, oh, I really want to go do this. I really want to go to X country. I really want to go to the mountains. That was mine for last weekend. So what did I do? I changed my plans. I handled it and I went to the mountains and I had a magical trip. The whole thing was magical. So I had to listen though. And there were things I needed to do once I listened to make it happen, like book the Airbnb, talk to the people for the business thing, make sure I knew where I was going for a special concert I went to for the solstice. It was wonderful. This guy actually created music on the spot. He's performed at Carnegie Hall and all these other places. And he's in Black Mountain, North Carolina. And we were in this gorgeous prayer dome, this beautiful a place with gorgeous purple carpet and just great acoustics. And I got to sit for 2.5 hours and just absorb these beautiful musical compositions that spoke to everyone's soul.
Yeah.
So where's your juiciness? So that's the part of paring it down. And then you got to pare down the stuff that's, you just pare it away, the stuff that is out of alignment with your juicy vision. And sometimes that's people, you all. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we release people because, well, when we leave talking to them, we are not left uplifted, for instance. And sometimes we leave jobs and sometimes we leave places. So we pare it down and sometimes we stop activities that we've been doing. I guarantee you that you may say, I don't have time for my bliss list, but you sure do. You're just spending the time elsewhere. And you're probably spending it on something stupid like TV. And I like TV too. I watch some Supergirl, but you're probably just take back a half hour of your time.
Yeah.
Take it back and put it on something that really will give you joy, whatever that may be. And then the second point is declaring it. So once you pare down to what you want, then you declare it, which is very different from a goal. A declaration is very specific. There are particular ways we do it. And I can't go into all of that right now, Barbara, but it's what I teach people. It's one of the huge things I teach people in my Make It Happen Mastermind, how to create declarations. They are so powerful. And we track the declarations to make sure that you're on target to having the thing happen. Maybe you want to write a book. That's what's in your heart. Or maybe you want to travel the world, or maybe you want to have a certain amount of income, which means you've helped a certain number of people in your business. And we set very clear declarations and we stand in that even when we don't know how it's going to happen. We stand in our commitment to the declaration. So that's the second part, the second secret. So we pare it down, we declare it. And then the third one is we share it, which is what you do in your podcast.
Yeah.
You give people a platform to share their wisdom. You share your wisdom and you share it out to the world, which magnifies that positive energy all over the planet.
Yes. Which so beautifully goes back to our initial conversation about global peace, world peace, you know, which is an ultimate goal, the goal, you know. I think this is very, very important, right? So in this process. And I also love that you explained the money that you are making with people that you are helping, and not just dollar signs or euros or pesos or whatever it could be. I think this is such a rewarding way to evaluate and look back onto your life when we are looking into the legacy, into what we need to
do. Right. And money is just a form of energy circulation that we've decided on. If we were in Botswana, it would be cows. You know, we might be trading livestock, but it's something we've agreed on, paper money. And did you notice that on paper money, what does it say? It says, "In God we trust."
Yes.
Right? And that paper money in and of itself has no value. The paper has no value.
Yes.
Value is there because we believe it has value.
Yes.
Right. So what I want to say to people is, like, you know, money, when people have money problems, it is only a symptom of something that's going on in your soul. And one of the biggest attractors for prosperity of mind, body, and spirit is your happiness, health and happiness. And that's what we're talking about today, is having that juicy life. And when you are indeed living juicy on your terms, guess what? Things open up. Possibilities open up that you never could have imagined. And that's a message I want to share. And that possibility of world peace, well, guess what? It doesn't happen when people are unhappy, Barbara.
No, that is so true. When you asked your initial question, I went straight to the ocean, because I always said I'd rather have a tiny house with a huge ocean than the other way around, because who needs a big house if you have the ocean, you know? Because
you can't do any better than that,
you can't
right?
Do any better. And
here's what I would say to you, Barbara, if I may. I would say, well, Barbara, why not have the great house, whatever that is that you want, and the ocean?
Exactly. The sky is not the limit. I agree. And that's what I said too. It is kind of, I think, if your appreciation and the mentioned declaration is the ocean, and you don't even mind how big the house is, it, I think, grows in itself because you declared it, you know?
Right. Well, see, here's the thing. You know that everything we own also owns us.
Yes.
Let me repeat that. Everything you own also owns you.
Yes.
And I'm very aware of that. I have like 3 boxes of stuff that I'm about to give to an auction to save the lives of animals for Independent Animal Rescue, which is where we got one of our animals. Mm-hmm. And I'm just releasing, they're beautiful things that I'm releasing for this auction. And it feels so good. And the thing is, I know I'm not going to use them. I have all I need. And so our society has gone into this, because we don't ask ourselves, what do I really want? We've gone into this stupid, blind consumerism, where it's like, it's about having more. I want more stuff. But the truth of the matter is, everything you own is going to own you. And so why not? I think that's what it means in the Bible by store up riches in heaven, right? The riches in heaven are the fruits of joy. They are the fruits of the spirit, joy, love, faith. And those kinds of fruits, instead of actual tangible stuff, are what bring us to have happiness. So I'm not saying, don't y'all hear, I have a great house and it's beautiful, right? Let me just say, and I have art everywhere. I love my house. Okay. And at the same time, it's just what I need. And I really don't want a house that's like 5,000 square feet or blah, 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 because I don't want to have to take care of all that. Like you, Barbara, I want to travel the world more, and I want to be able to not be tied here forever, you know? So having the Airbnb, I know you and I talked about that and how that contributes to global peace. I love it, because truthfully, a lot of our house was not being used. And so right now, it's really nice to have people here who we enjoy And everybody has their privacy, but upon occasion, we'll invite people to have dinner with us. I've had traveling musicians who've done concerts for me and my Reiki students while we sipped on wine in my living room. How great is that?
Amazing. Yes. And those are the riches that can't be bought, but they stay with you forever. You know,
they
like
do.
You go back. As we always transition on my podcast, I always have this feeling too. There are those special moments that really build some of us, right?
Yeah.
Like when you go back, it's like, yeah, this really touched my heart and I never forgot it, you know? And I think that is so important too. And I think that's why I'm always going back to the ocean too, because I feel if you have so much, you feel like you're drowning, you know, you're hanging on to so much, you can barely hold your own weight. So Dr. Barnsley Brown, what is it that you would want to share with my audience before we close today's wonderful conversation?
Well, Barbara, I would say there's a story that I've just been feeling like I should tell your audience. And so let me share that. And you've heard me talk about Airbnb and how important it is to forge those friendships and cultural awareness. And it's great for my daughter to meet people from different countries. Well, one of the visitors we had was a young man who had come from Oxford University in England. And he was super smart. He had come from a very distinguished journalistic family. And in fact, we invited him to a very, you know, simple meal, and he told us these stories about his life and his journalistic, you know, family. And his grandfather, this young man's grandfather, had actually been the first person to go into Hitler's tent after Hitler shot himself. And he had been the one who reported that. And, you know, for my daughter, you know, it's very easy to forget. I mean, there are even people who say the Holocaust never happened. There are people who swear the Holocaust never happened, even though 12 million people, I think it was, died. And so it was a powerful moment because she had someone in our living room telling her about the history that had only been on the pages of a book for her. And that was an extremely powerful moment. And not only did he share that with her, but she asked if he would go to her school to talk to the other middle schoolers. And he did. He went and spoke to them, which made her a hero, right? Because here's this young man from Britain with this wonderful accent. But he was telling all these incredible stories about his famous journalistic family. It brought history alive. And I just want to say, as we've talked about personal relationships and the power of connection and the power of cultural and global awareness, I believe this is very powerful when we share our stories and we see history right in our faces. And it makes it possible for us, if it's a history we're not proud of, to choose differently. And if it is a history we're proud of, it makes it possible for us to reiterate that history. But it's nice to have it really come alive and to have someone sitting in front of us who shares their story. So I really appreciate, Barbara, that you've allowed me to share stories from my life and our time together in these podcasts, and that you've shared stories about things that are important to you. And we've both talked about how every person matters. Every culture matters. And for there to be peace on this planet, we get to create it right here in ourselves and also in our immediate surroundings with the communities right around us. So I just really appreciate this discussion and thank you for having me on.
It was such a pleasure having you as a guest, and I am really, really happy that you shared this story, because this is really one for the ages. This is really lived history. And the fact that it could impact your daughter and then her classroom and beyond is really amazing. And the conclusion that you made was beautiful. You know, if it wasn't good, then keep it as a warning. But if it was good, then stay inspired by it.
And reiterate it.
Yes, and reiterate it. And this time we keep growing and growing. So this is wonderful. Thank you so much. And how can my listeners reach you?
Yes, well, my website is www.spirited, S-P-I-R-I-T-E-D, dash, it's not an underscore, it's a dash, solutions, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, .com. And I actually have a complimentary ebook there, Barbara, that everyone can go and get. Go get a freebie. Woo-hoo-hoo. And it's on how to It's on how to overcome overwhelm in 7 easy steps. And it really is packed full of information and it's a lot of fun to read. So I would highly encourage everyone to go and get that freebie. And also then you will get a subscription to my email newsletter, which I only send out about once every 2 or 3 months, never more than once a month. But I am having some very exciting things coming up that people can attend that are complimentary and they're online.